It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
We're here all together. We dance as we gather in the sun of the day. Joyous to be here, we celebrate life, dear, oh, winter at bay. Sweet the song, play along, you're welcome here as any summer's breeze. The stars realign in the skies, the earth wakens, and shining our spirits arise. Forgotten the snow and the cold winds that blow on this glorious day. And cherish good company in roguish revelry, the children at play. Hearts alive, flowers thrive, blooming wild in every place. The stars realign in the skies, the earth wakens, and shining our spirits arise. A roast and a call for a toast with grapes that are blessed. And faces are glowing with mead that is flowing while love is professed. Laughter fine, pour the wine, come savor all the harvest bounties taste. The stars realign in the skies, the earth wakens, and shining our spirits arise. Young lovers woo as they're oft known to do when springtime comes round. Stealing a kiss from a fair maiden's lips, a lad's fervor abounds. Dance and sing, everything is wrapped in Mother Earth's embrace. The stars realign in the skies. The stars realign in the skies. Stars realign in the skies, the earth wakens, and shining our spirits arise.
That was Spirits Arise, performed by Carl Asch from his album Songs of the Open Road. A nice song celebrating the advent of summer as we roll into the full heart of the season, both the summer season and the fair season. You can find out more about Carl at www.carlash.com. That's CARLASCH.com. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. This is show number 413, the 14th show of our 18th season. I'm your host, Chuck Burke. This show is sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, the patrons of the podcast, the Ren Crews, and the podcast minions. And as always, I'd like to give a special thanks to all the performers who've submitted music for the show. We currently have 764 albums from 321 performers in our podcast library. Our next song is Raggle Tackle Gypsy, performed by the Jackdaws from the album On the Lash. The Jackdaws are an Irish rock group. They bring original, contemporary, and traditional music to audiences around the land. This trio should excite you and have you coming back for more with driving melodies and relentlessly aggressive lyrics. More Irish than a drunken roar, and a darn sight messier. Come out and meet the Jackdaws. You can find out more about them at www.thejackdaws.com.
the lady went, put on her suit of leather robe. It was the cry of the gypsy at our door. She ran away with the raggle-tangle gypsy. Oh, it was late that night when the Lord came in, inquiring of his lady. Oh, the servant girl replied to him, she's ran off with the raggle-tangle gypsy. Oh, well, he rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south also, until he came to a wide open field. It was there that he spied his lady. Tonight shall I, with your back upon the ground, in the arms of a raggle-taggle gypsy. Oh, oh, what care I for my house and my land? What care I for my lord also? I'd rather a kiss from a lovely gypsy's lips than all of your gold and your money. Sang a low and a lay, sang a raggle tangle gypsy.
This is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
He said, here to our love. dark lady side. Another girl, Carlotta, was a beauty quite rare. With deep fastened eyes, LaVon could bear his empty bed. He brought her to it. The Baron soon found he felt more than desire. His love for her grew and his soul filled with fire. He proclaimed that they would marry. That night the Baron drank with jubilee. He said, "Here to my lovely bride-to-be, my one true love."
Hear,
hear. The crew replied, and the dark lady cried.
Song was Dark Lady, performed by Hawk from his solo album Out of the Nest. Hawk is better known as a part of the Bedlam Bards. You can find out more about him at bedlambards.com. Next up is Rocky Road to Dublin, performed by Landlocked from their album Good Rum and Bad Sheep. Landlocked comes to us from the Highlands of Scotland and the more infested lands of Spain. There's two men who met upon the high seas and decided to share a love of Celtic and pirate music with the masses. Find out more about them at www.landlocked.com. That's LANDLOCHD.com.
In the merry month of May, my home I started, left the girls into a nearly broken hearted salute to Father here. Kissed me, darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears, discovered then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut a stout. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin, whack full-a-dee-da.
Thanks to our honorary minions, Randall Kimbrough and Matt Letter. Thanks to our friend of the podcast, Mari Voipio. And thanks to the patrons of the podcast, Jazz White, Sonny LaBrunda, Mike Bartley, Optimum Prime, Nicholas Walton, Daniel C. Belton, Ron Langford, Hank Woodward, Mark Gunn, and Gary Clark. And special thanks to our longest running patron since August of 2015, Jason Youngberg.
Happened to me one day as I went down to Cork by the Lee. The sun it was bright and the day it was warm. Says I, a small pint wouldn't do me no harm. And I went and I called for a bottle of stout. And I saw the barman of beer stood out. Try whiskey or patty, 10 years in the wood. Says I, I'll try cider. I've heard that it's good. Johnny Depp. After down in the third, I went out to the yard, where bumped into Brody, the big civic car. Come here to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law? Way up with me fist, and I shattered his jaw. And he fell to the ground with his knees doubled up. Wasn't I who had hit him, and Johnny jumped up. With a cripple on crutches and says he to me, I'm afraid for me life, I'll be hit by a car. Won't you help me across to the coming the bar? And after a quart of the cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and danced on his feet. But I never, no, never, no, never again if I live to be 100 or 110. I'm bound to the ground, and I'm gonna get up. Johnny went down to the Lee Road, a friend for to see. They call it the madhouse of Cork by the Sea. But when I got there, oh, the truth I do tell, they had the poor bugger locked up in a cell. Sent the guard testing him, say these words if you can. Around the rugged rock, the ragged rascal ran. Tell them all the crazy, tell them all the bed. Was only a sip of the bottle I had. But I never, no, never, no, never, no, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I'm bound to the ground, and I couldn't get up. And I'm drinking a quart of the Johnny Depp. A man died in a union by the name of McNabb. They washed him and laid him outside on the slab. And after the coroner his measurements did take, his wife took him home to a bloody byway. Was about 12 o'clock and the beer was high. The corpse he stood up and said to the sky, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up. So I bring them a quart of the Johnny Depp. But I never, no, never, no, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. After drinking a quart of the Johnny Depp. But I never, no, never, no, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I'm down to the ground and I'm gonna get up. After drinking a quart of the Johnny Depp. But I never, no, never, no, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I'm down to the ground and I'm gonna get up. After drinking a quart of the Johnny Depp.
That was Johnny Jump Up, performed by the Captain of Malarkey. That's a single from them. We do have a web address for them of myspace.com/thecaptainandmalarkey. When you're ready for another taste of fair life in between the weekends when you can visit fairs, head on over to Life's Affair at facebook.com/Life's Affair, where Andrew McKee and friends bring weekly podcasts, live performances and streamed performances, and more information about fairs going on around the country. Again, that's at www.facebook.com/Life's Affair. Speaking of Andrew, our next song, Beer Medley, is performed by the Irish bard, Andrew McKee, from his album, The Irish Bard. Andrew has been a working musician and a singer-songwriter for 23 years now. He's been a member of the award-winning Brobdingnagian Bards, performing in a variety of venues, including the Texas Renaissance Festival, Dragon Con. He's even been seen performing on stage for the Chieftains and playing music at an Oscars party in Hollywood. He's easily recognized by his ever-present mandolin and recorder. He has since added the tenor recorder and guitar to his repertoire. And this solo project as the Irish Bard entertains with new and exciting arrangements of traditional Celtic and folk music, plus comedy and some geek music. He's a storyteller and a weaver of dreams in the grand Celtic traditions. You can find out more about him at theirishbard.com.
Beer, 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 trickly beer, beer. Trickly beer, beer, beer. 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer. Take 98 down and pass them around, and that's my bottle of beer, beer, beer. Trickly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 trickly beer. In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when you're dead, the old men said, all your friends will be drinking your beer, beer, beer. Trickly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 trickly beer. If it wasn't for all the Guinness, I'd have gone home a long time ago. I'd have been straight, I'd have been sober, not staggering to and fro. I remember the words of me father as I order up one more. No matter how much you stagger and such, you can never fall off of the floor. Floor, floor, trickly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 trickly beer. Oh, I often give the water to me son and to me daughter. I often give the wine unto me wife. She's always whining. Her mother's big and scary. She drinks up all the sherry. The baby takes the milk to save its life. Oh, me father drinks poutine to keep his thinking clean. It keeps his mind so nimble and so clear. But of all the liquefiers for meself and my desires, there isn't anything as wet as beer. Beer, beer, trickly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 trickly beer. It's a mystery to me why some people drink the tea. It's only just a bitter form of rain. And them without a reason that drink the nasty squeezing of the apple when the oranges are insane. Oh, some drink the soda pop till the dying makes them stop. They're kilt of malnutrition every year. Oh, but them as wise as I are going to live until we die, survive by just an empty glass of beer. Beer, beer, trickly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 trickly beer. I drink my beer from bottles or from cans, or right out from the tap where it stands. I drink it from jars, under bridges or in bars. Sometimes I do not even use me hands. I drink it from the styrofoam or glass. I drink it on a Sunday after Mass or during Mass. I drink it till I think I couldn't take another drink. Then I drink until I fall upon my beer. Beer, beer, trickly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 trickly beer. Here's a story, a little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little bit sad, of Lily the Pink and her medicinal compound, and how it slowly drove her mad. Meet Ebenezer, thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home, and then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's Emperor of Rome. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Me Johnny Hammer had a terrible stammer. He could barely say a word, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's seen but never heard. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Freddie Klinger, the opera singer, who could break glasses with his voice, they said. So on his tonsils he rubbed medicinal compound, and now they break glasses over his head. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Mr. Frears, who had sticky out ears, and it made him awful shy, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's learning how to fly. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. So on his body he rubbed medicinal compound, and now he's 6 foot, but it's underground. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Lily died and went up to heaven. Oh, the church bells, they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound. Hark the herald angels sing. Bum, bum. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every beer, 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 trickly beer.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpidlyada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com to reserve.
What carry, how light the spray is, what carry for wind or weather. Let her go, boys, every inch is sailing homeward to Mingle Lay.
Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys, heave her head round into the weather. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingle Lay.
Clap your eyes on the sun horizon, gulls and doves fill the sky with feather. Cut her loose, boys, for the horizon, we'll be home soon in Mingle Lay.
Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys, heave her head round into the weather. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingle Lay.
Wives are waiting on the bank or looking seaward from the head. Sun sets on Mingle Lay.
Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys, heave her head round into the weather. Heel yo ho, boys, let her go, boys, sailing home.
dryad walking lobber to our wives on Mingle Lane. Heel ya ho, boys, let her go, boys. Heave her head round into the weather. Heel ya ho, boys, let her go, boys. Sailing homeward to Mingle Lane.
What care we how light the spray is? What care we for gold or feather? From their album Fish Out of Water, that was Mingle Lay Boat Song by Bounding Maine. You can see them perform at the third weekend of the Bristol Renaissance Fair. This is Greg from The Ren List. Here's a look at what fairs are opening or closing in the next few weeks. The Great Lakes Medieval Fair and Marketplace in Rock Creek, Ohio, and the Bristol Renaissance Fair in Kenosha, Wisconsin, both open on July 9th and continue through August and September, respectively. The Midsummer Fantasy Renaissance Fair in Ansonia, Connecticut, closes on July 10th. A week later, the Kentucky Highland Renaissance Festival in Eminence finishes its season. Here's something unique. The Summer Court Renaissance Fair in Bedford, England, will be taking place on August 6th. It's billed as one of the first American-style Ren fairs in the UK. Check out celestialmoments.co.uk for all the details. Back in the States, the Sterling Renaissance Festival in New York, the Colorado Renaissance Festival, and lots of other fairs are still happening in Michigan, Utah, Washington, and more. For details on these, go to therenlist.com. Up next is a track by Coup d'Oeuf, who you can see at the Great Lakes Medieval Fair and Marketplace. This is Scorch the Earth from the album The Warlord. Thank you. This is Greg from The Rent List. We're keeping The Rent List up to date with information on what fairs are open or closed, so head on over to therentlist.com to find out about fairs near you. You can also follow us on social media for updates. And we also have a section for vendors and performers to get themselves listed. It's quick and easy to add yourself. Simply start by creating an account on therentlist.com.
As I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind been bent on rambling to island I did fly. So I stepped on board a vision and I day before the fair, when island sons and daughters, friends assembled there, the young, the old, the brave, the bold came there. What they might say, the old ones wear a leaden gun, the young ones turn in gray. Well, I met with Taylor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. He used to mend my breeches when I lived at Spansel Hill. I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's as white as any lily, gentle as a dove. She threw Johnny, I love you still. And she's yet the farmer's daughter and the pride of Spansel Hill.
Played it better. This time around, the song is Spansel Hill. First up is Matt Hughes, performer of Celtic music, traditional and original, all played with passion and respect for the tradition. Find out more about him at matthewsmusic.com. And for comparison, we have Chris Gray, multi-instrumentalist and composer, hailing from Mount Desert Island, Maine. He specializes in the Great Highland Bagpipes, Aeolian Pipes, and the Irish Whistles. In addition, he's an accomplished Irish, Middle Eastern, and jazz drummer. You can find out more about him at www.mdipiper.com. Let us know which version you like the best. And if there's another version and another performer that's done the song, let us know about that as well over on our Facebook page at facebook.com/RenFestPodcast.
Time to feel blue until it comes around again. This is what you do. go ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Thank you.
last song was Fireflies, Here and There, performed by Gwyneth Whistlewood, the Feral Flute, from her album Waking the Divas. Many years ago, Gwyneth went into the woods to teach herself to improvise. The cedar tree she sat under taught her how to listen to things she had already heard but not noticed. The birds taught her to make each note her own song. The breezes taught her how to adapt and change to each moment. The little forest creek taught her to dance while holding still. She tells us that's how she went feral. You can find out more about her at feralflute.blogspot.com. Next up is Black Harp, performed by Elizabeth and Ernesto from their album Elizabeth and Ernesto.
Great kingdom named Petit Lyon. The great city which had once been its parent had long since fallen to memory, and now the town sat on the edge of the wilderness, nearly forgotten by the entire kingdom. Lest they fall into ruin themselves, they sought to find some way in which to increase the knowledge of their delightful little hamlet. An assembly was called, and all the townsfolk presented ideas for preserving their home. It was decided that the best course of action would be to hold a tournament. The brilliant suggestion of the young man who's the new town crier. As such, they organised the first of the tournaments in the town. Unfortunately, only two knights appeared. An old hedge knight from the nearby countryside and a young man barely out of his squireship from the next village over. It seemed such a blow to their plans. Then the townsfolk realised the problem. They offered no delightful trophy. Now, after watching the young man lose to the old hedge knight, they scheduled their second tournament to take place at the end of the summer, just as autumn descended on the forest. Everyone put forth what they were able to for a prize, and the mayor purchased a great ruby and a perfect opal for the winner of the tournament. The town crier organised heralds to be sent throughout the land to announce it, and it raised a greater awareness in their first tournament. When the leaves of the forest began to turn red, the town was filled with travellers from all over the kingdom, and some from abroad. Knights, their squires, and the camp followers associated with the tournaments all filled the shops. People came from all of the nearby towns with their coin in order to witness the event. Before the first tilt, it had already been a success for Petit Lyon. And so the tournament proper began. Without a doubt, the major draw was the joust, which had the prize of 2 great stones. After many days of riding, the brackets came down to 2 wonderful knights, a great dame from the British Isles named Margaret, and a proud knight from the kingdom, Sir Alphonse. After 2 tilts, they were tied, 1 hit to 1 hit. The final tilt began, and suddenly, the sky, previously beautifully bright and sunny, went dark. Distracted from the tournament, all turned their heads skyward to see what had caused the change. Most people, however, saw nothing. This was certainly an ill omen. In fact, both knights had been thrown from their horses, and in the commotion, nobody had seen who had hit the ground first. However, unlike the majority of the crowd, the young town crier, who had barely reached manhood, could see the cause for the change, for he still maintained a childish thought to the existence of mythical beasts. And beyond the crier, only the children could catch the sight, the parents oblivious to the magical happenings. A giant golden and red dragon and a majestic silver unicorn clashed in a great airborne battle, the wings of the lizard blocking the light as a storm cloud might. And so the town crier called, "Great beasts!" to incredulous looks from many in the crowd. "Please come, hear me." His voice, catching on the wind, paused the 2 in their battle, and they turned towards the man. "What do you seek?" he asked as the 2 faced him. The dragon reared its head as if to spew flame, and the poor crier awaited his inevitable death, closed his eyes, and cowered at the possibility of it. Instead, he caught the great bellowing voice of the dragon. "We seek to win the prizes." Horror and relief washed over the crier as he had expected the flames not a moment before. He thought for a moment before calling back. "You have unseated our champions. Surely you are our champions now. I shall present you with the great ruby and your opponent with the opal." The dragon snorted at this and replied, "I have no interest in the ruby. The opal holds my desire, and the ruby for my old friend here." "So it shall be done, on one condition." Indeed, the crier knew that the prizes simply disappearing into the air would seem unusual and likely doom his home. He requested for a special parade with the runners-up of all of the knights of the tournament and the 2 great beasts at the forefront, to which all obliged. He found metal workers and the travelling retinues of the knights and mounted the opal on a beautiful chain for the dragon to hang about his neck. And then he worked with the shoemaker of Sir Alphonse to turn the ruby into glorious hoof and horn covers for the unicorn. With the 2 beasts attending to the main street in a parade, the people could no longer deny their existence, for seeing a floating opal and rubies seemed quite more odd than the appearance of mythical creatures. And from that autumn, the tournament of the dragon and the unicorn continued yearly, with the beasts presiding on banners long past when they could no longer appear. The town remained and built itself into a vast city, no longer petite, though still in name. And furthermore, the descendants of the witnesses to the original tournament could see magical creatures forevermore, even well into adulthood.
That was The Tale of Petit Lyon, performed by Bonnie Moffat, the traveler and storyteller, from her album, First Fabulae. Bonnie started doing festivals working in a turkey leg booth back in 2003, but after a fluke incident helping out in the children's realm at the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival in 2016, she found a knack for storytelling. Now covers everything from Greek mythology and other traditional tales, to historical stories about amazing women and pirates, as well as some personal creations of her own. She's worked mostly smaller festivals, including stage performances at Central Missouri and the Norman Medieval Fair, and lane performances at larger festivals, including the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival and busking at Scarborough. A traveler, a storyteller, and most importantly, definitely not a highwayman. She works to bring myth and tall tales to all ages and gathers new stories from all over. You can find out more about her at facebook.com/blacklipsbonniemoffett. Her name is BonnyMoffett. When you're in the mood for some Renaissance Festival music that's got a little spicier bite to it, come on over to renbody.com for our Renaissance Festival Body Podcast. Our last song this time around will be The Parting Glass, performed by Diane Lynn, from the album A Rogue by Any Other Name. More songs to sing, more tales to avow, more blarney than the law doth allow. That's the motto of Diane Lynn's Bard O'Neill musical variety show. She's been the music director of the New York Renaissance Festival, teaches language and improv workshops. She's directed performance company shows and the pub sing at New York Renaissance Festival, Texas Renaissance Festival, and the Scarborough Fair. No stranger to the microphone, she also does voiceover work and media appearances in Houston, Dallas, Denver, and New York. Find out more about her at www.dianelinn.com. That's DianeLinn.com. Yeah, it brings us to the end of the show. Hope you've enjoyed it, and until next time, take care.
Of all the money e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm that e'er I done, alas, it was to to my lot that I should go and you should not. I gently rise and softly call good night and joy be.
Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.